Okay, we're back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm John Ryan, the host, with Sabina Miller, my co-host this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning again. And we have Joanna Leifer with us, who is just going to start talking about the real meat of her book, Almost Like Home, which is not only tremendous, the information got to be tremendous in here. And I appreciate you coming on. So let's continue now with the steps.
Okay. I'm going to tell you the steps. I'm going to tell you another part about my book, though.
Sure, go ahead.
Because there are a lot of books that talk about steps or how to go about it. But this book also deals with advocacy. Because a lot of people think once they're in the nursing home, they've done it. They can walk away. The big problem, that's only the beginning. The way people get good care is to make sure that their loved one is being cared for correctly. And there are ways of doing that. It's by being involved. It's by understanding what good care is and what bad care is and going about complaining effectively. So I'd be glad to tell you a little bit about how to find the right nursing home, but I would like to also just mention that's the first step. The next step is making sure the care is good.
See, I'm a believer in bringing cookies.
Cookies are always good.
As opposed to like fighting with them and say, it went right off the bat, start bringing in treats.
That is
and
absolutely
9 out of 10 times, they, you know.
True. That's absolutely, you treat the staff as though they're human.
Right, exactly.
And yes. A lot of people don't know that in New York State, there is an ombuds program.
Absolutely.
And every facility has to have an ombuds person. And their name and phone number is supposed to be posted visibly by the elevator, wherever. And if you have, I would think before you chose a home, you would call the person who's the patient advocate, family advocate, and ask them about the care.
Exactly. These are all very important steps. And to get back to the question of how to find the right home, mm-hmm. What I always tell people to is take a big map and indicate where you are living, you, the grown child.
Right.
And then indicate how far you are willing to drive regularly or take a bus. I don't know. I am in New York City. We think of subways and buses.
Right, okay.
And draw a big circle at the distance that you would consider traveling regularly. Or I will say this again. Some people don't want to visit a parent. There's no reason why anybody has to love his parent.
There's no rule. Right, I agree.
But you might want to have a relative, or if you're living far away, you want somebody, a relative, a friend. You can hire a geriatric care manager, somebody like myself, to go visit regularly. But you want to have that person be able to get there, because that's the first step. If you don't get there, it's not a good match.
And there's another reason also. If in the middle of the night your family member falls or something happens, they have to notify the next of kin or whatever, and most people want to run over. And you don't want to come from Manhattan out to Suffolk to run over. You might go to Queens, but you'd prefer to be in Manhattan.
That's a very good point. That's a very, very good point, yes. So that's the first step, figuring out if you can get there. The next step is to make a list of all the nursing homes that fall into that area and then start researching them. There are certain research sources you can use. Medicare has a report called the Nursing Home Surveys that you can look at. Now, I have to say this has always been the major resource that people use. There is a star rating, like with hotels, that indicates how good or how bad they are. Just recently, there's been some news in the paper that some of these ratings have been not quite correct, that a lot of nursing homes are putting in their own ratings, so they've been a little higher than they should have. But that's changing now. So I would think the first thing you would do is go to Nursing Home Compare, mm-hmm. which is the website you would go to, and take a look and see how many stars this particular nursing home has. Then just get on the internet, start looking at what articles have been written about the facility, if there's been anything bad or anything particularly good going on. Talk to your friends. Everybody knows somebody who's been in a nursing home, and they will definitely tell you what they think. So that's the next step. Then when you decide which nursing homes you can consider, you actually go and take a look at them. And this is where you should probably go with your pen and pencil, hopefully a friend, and start actually rating the nursing home on major features. And if you'd like, I can go into some of those too.
Right. Just before you go there, you made the map. Mm-hmm. And you're taking the adult child.
Mm-hmm.
But where's the parent coming from? Right? I mean, if the parent is in Suffolk and you happen to be in Manhattan,
right,
you're making the chart around your life, but don't you want to keep the parent so they can have friends visit
community? I tell you my opinion about that is,
sure,
if they're ready for a nursing home, you know, their contemporaries are not necessarily, they're not going out to lunch on Wednesdays, that kind of thing. And once they're in the facility, they're all the same. They all look the same, you know. So rather than have them be in an inconvenient location where the kids can never come, I'm sure they'd rather go to where they see their children occasionally.
Okay.
But then you probably
I think it depends on
better.
The relationship you have with,
yeah,
with each other.
Yeah.
There are, as I said before, you don't have to love your parents.
Right,
there's
right.
a lot
okay.
of people who don't. So you it's true. It can be a joint decision. You can determine where this person wants to be and where they can get the best care. But these are personal decisions.
Right, okay, right.
So once you make a decision on which facilities, where the location is, what facilities, then it's time to go look at the facility. Usually you make an appointment. Some places allow you to just go in. And what I always say is you have a list of things to look at, and I have a list both in this book and also on my website, which you can download. But I always say use your senses. You can always tell by just how a place looks, how it feels, and how it smells.
Your gut. You just go with your gut. On most things in life, if you go with your gut,
exactly.
99% of the time you were right.
Yeah,
exactly. And this is the other thing is you have to go and see more than one.
Right.
Because you're right. After a while, you get a sense of what's good and what's bad. But you can only do that by seeing a few.
Well, when you
just
go
before, I'm sorry, Sabina, just wait a second. You mentioned your website. Could you just give it out?
Okay, my website is www.joannaleefer.com, which is spelled JoannaLeeF as in Frank, ER.com.
Thank you.
By the way, I also have a blog that I put out every 2 weeks that discusses different issues dealing with elder care. And anybody who would like to get on that blog can contact me either through my website or by going to jleefer, again, that's JLEEFER @gmail.com, and I'll be glad to add you to my list.
Okay,
so,
JLEEFER @gmail.com,
exactly.
And then, okay, perfect.
And say, I'd like to be put on your blog.
Okay.
You know, I look at it in terms of a man, a woman. A man goes out to buy a suit. He doesn't buy the first one he sees. The woman doesn't buy the first dress. Well, if it's your parents or grandparents or whatever, why would you go to see a facility and put him in the first one? You see some more, maybe you come back to the first one.
Yes, that's very true. But a lot of people, again, are very traumatized. And a lot of people have misconceptions about nursing homes. They think they're all the same, which is a really big problem.
I
had a client before who had hired me. She wanted me to, I think, confirm that she had put her father in the right place.
Yeah.
And I went and I looked at this place. This man was paying privately. Nursing homes you can either pay privately for or through Medicaid. He was paying privately and was in a room with three other men.
Whoa.
And I looked at her and I said, you know, there are nursing homes where he could have a private room. She had never even thought that that was a possibility because a nursing home is a nursing home.
Yeah.
So, in effect, we actually got him moved. But a lot of people are just not aware that there are differences. And as a result, they just settle for a nursing home.
Yeah.
So,
and especially that's the main thing that Joanna just brought up here. It's private pay. And I'm not saying you have to settle if you're doing it on Medicaid, but your choices are definitely less because you have to go what's available.
Exactly.
Private pay, you turn around and say, you know, these other three people in this room probably aren't paying. I want, and I agree with you 100%. There's private rooms or semi-private rooms or suites or whatever.
Exactly.
Just like getting an apartment, you look around.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yes, that so finding the right place is important, but the next part is making sure that you that person gets good care. And there are several indications in my book that, that say how you can ensure that somebody continues to get good care, what their signs of good care and bad care are, and that makes a big difference.
Right. What we're going to have to do is unfortunately leave it at that. You have Joanna's J-L-E-E-F-E-R at gmail.com to get on the blog. The website is Joanna Leifer. The whole thing across, .org.
.com,
excuse me. And the book is Almost Like Home, which I just went through bits. It's very informative, and it's the type of book that people should take their time, you know, email Joanna and talk about it because it's a very important topic, and that's basically it. So, Joanna, thank you so much for taking the time to do this, first of all, and then to come out and talk to us about it. And we're definitely going to have you on again because we have to take this further because it's a very important topic.
Thank you.
You're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.